Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Zayin, six lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis at the new Mishnah. And this Mishnah will discuss a case where a farmer leases a property from a landowner and they agree that the lease payment will be a specific amount of wheat, of barley, or of money. And before we begin, let's point out that when someone plants wheat in a field, that depletes the nutrients of the field more than if he would have planted the same amount of barley. And similarly, if someone plants beans, that will deplete the karka more than if he would plant any other type of grain. And the Mishnah therefore states, that if a farmer leased a field from a landowner and they made up that he will plant barley, then the farmer cannot decide to plant wheat. And as Rashi says, as wheat will deplete the nutrients in the kaka more than sa'irim. And Rashi explains that this would only pertain in a case where the lease is for a specific amount of money or a specific amount of payers. However, if the farmer would agree to be an oris and agree to be a sharecropper, then we already saw on Daf Kuf Dalam Beis that a landowner is happy to make a larger profit and to be able to receive his portion of a crop of wheat, even though that will cause that his land will be depleted. And as the Gemara stated, Tichlish Ara V'Lichlish Mora V'Ariunena B'Shinu Shelzeh, and Lemaisa, the landowner, has anah by the fact that he planted chitin instead of barley. However, Ayin de Gra in Ois Dalid, who states Nichta B'Tzidai, V'Aram that if it's a case of a sharecropper, then it will be also in all cases, as the Maisa, the landowner, made up with the farmer that the farmer would plant a specific type of a grain, and therefore we see that the landowner had akbada that he should get that type of grain, and he didn't want a different type of grain. And our Mishnah continues, however, chitim yizra'en esayim, if they originally made up that the farmer would plant wheat, then the farmer could decide to change his mind, and he could plant barley, because ultimately the landowner is going to get the same amount of money. And for example, if they made up that the lease payment will be $1,000, then the farmer will have to go and buy $1,000 of chitin from the store and from the marketplace and pay that to the landowner, and therefore the landowner won't lose out, as lemaisa he'll get the same payment for his rent and his land will actually be better and it won't be depleted as much. And the Mishnah states, Rav Shimon Galil argues in a Tanan Kamo, and he holds that even where the farmer was supposed to plant wheat, he can't plant barley, even though it won't deplete the sada as much as chitin. And the Gemara will explain the svara of Shimon Gamliel, and the Mishnah continues, Tfuah le'Yizra'en Akitnias, that similarly, if originally the plan was that the farmer would plant grain, then the farmer cannot plant beans, as by planting beans, that will deplete the sada more than by planting grain. However, Kitnias Yizra'en Tfuah, if his original plan was to plant beans, then he could still plant Tfuah, as certainly that is beneficial to the owner, and that will not deplete the sada. However, Shimon Gamliel Oysa, and Shimon Gamliel once again says that it would be asa, and even in a case where the farmer was supposed to plant kidneys, lo yizra'en tfuah, he's not allowed to change his mind and go and plant tfuah and plant grain. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rav Chisda, my type of Rav Shimon Gamliel, what pshat Rav Shimon Gamliel? And Rav Chisda explains, Dichsiv, as the Pasuk states in Sefanya, She'iris Yisrael, lo yasu avov, lo yidabru chazav, lo yimotze b'fiyim, l'shoyin tamis, and a person should make sure that anything that he says, he should keep, even though it will actually be beneficial to the other part, but you still can't change if you don't have the permission of the other party. And the Gemara continues, Mesfe, I'll ask you a question on the reason that Rav Chisda gave for Rav Shimon Gamliel. The how can you say Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that this is true if Lamaisa we have a Brisa that stated Migvas Purim LePurim, that if there's a collection that was made specifically for Purim and specifically to give Taniyim for the Suda of Purim, then you have to use all that money for the Suda's Purim of Taniyim, and you can't make a Cheshbin that we have enough money to give to Taniyim and let's save some of this money and use it for future uses, and for example, to use it for tamchoy or for tzedakah. And the Braisa also states for a medakter gemedava. And Rashi and Daf Ayin Chesam Beis states loyma dayim bepachris va'moise yipol l'kishal tzedakah, that we shouldn't stop being medaktik with daniim and trying to figure out exactly how much daniim need, and instead we should just give ba'ayin yafa. And the Braisa continues ve'ina ani v'shoy likach ben ritzul sandloi elyam kain histam v'maymid ansheir divrei Rabbi Yaakov she'om mashum rameya. Rabbi Yaakov stated in the name of Rameya that when an ani gets money for the suda's perm, then an ani cannot take some of that money and use it in order to fix his shoes and in order to buy shoelaces for his shoes, unless he made a thigh b'maymed anshe ear. And the Braisa continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel Mekel, that Rav Shimon Gamliel was Mekel, and he holds that the ani can change and can buy shoelaces for his shoes. And we continue in Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, and Rashi states, Mekel afagav de mishani, that even though the ani is changing, lo yisavad de makbet inish midi de lechas, Chasaba, Shimon Gamliel doesn't hold that a person is makbid on something that's so insignificant and something that is not losing any money on. And therefore, the Gemara is asking Rav Chista that how can you tell me that Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that a person should keep his word even if the other party is not losing out? And in our case, the other party is even gaining. And based on the pasuk of She'eris Yisrael Lo Yasu Adlo, if Rav Shimon Gamliel specifically states that the Ani can buy shoelaces and the Ani can use the money even for something that it wasn't originally intended for. And the Gemara continues, and because of this question, the Gemara states, Elom Abaya, and therefore Abaya explains, Taimed Rav Shimon, that the reason for the din of Rav Shimon in our Mishnah is Kidemar, is like Rabbi Banachmeni, who was the Rebbe of Abaya, and actually took care of Abaya when his parents died. And as Rashi says, the Rabbi Gidlo Bebesai, the Amamar, as Rabbi stated, Haimad Nichle, the Titba Are, that if someone wants to make sure that his field gets ruined, Lizra Shasachiti Beshasasari, that every year he should rotate his crops, and one year he should plant wheat, and one year he should plant barley, or Shasashi Vishasa'iv, or one year he should plant vertically, and one year he should plant horizontally, meaning one year he should make the rows of his field in a north and south direction, and the next year he should change direction, and he should make the rows from east to west. And Rabbi Nachmani teaches us that by doing so, that will actually ruin the land, and that's why Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that even though it's true that by planting barley or by planting grains, you're actually depleting the kaka less than if you were to plant chitim or plant beans. However, even so, we hold it's also for a person that was supposed to be planting wheat to go and plant barley, as it could be that the owner of the field specifically wanted the farmer to plant wheat because he previously used this field to plant wheat. And if the farmer would actually go and plant barley, it would actually ruin the field, and that would cause a hezek to the owner of the field. And therefore, Shimon Gamliel states that even in the case of chitim, lo yizra en asarim. And similarly, if the farmer agreed with the landowner that he would plant beans, then lo yizra en atfua, then he not let plant tefuah, as once again, it could be that the landowner originally planted beans in this field, and that's why he wanted to continue planting beans and not change and plant grains. And Rabbi continues, v'lo yamarin, and the only time that we said that this would ruin a crop and ruin a field, el d'lekar v'toni, it's only if the farmer did not plow the field on two different occasions. And Rashi explains that, for example, if in year number one, a farmer planted wheat, and then he intends to plant barley in year number two, he should make sure that right after the harvest, he plows the field one time, and then right before planting the barley, he plows the field the second time. And then even though you're changing the species and you're changing the type of grain that you're going to grow, that will not have an effect on the land and it won't ruin his field. And before we continue, we explain the words of the Gemara of Ein Bedakta Medava, based on Rashi on Daf Ayin Chesam Beis. However, Tosfos Rosh on Daf Ayin Chesam Beis states, Yesh Mefarshim Im Medakik Budava Loi Mazeh Oni V'Yitun Loi V'Zeh Ina Oni, that you should not be medakik when it comes to Purim and figure out who is really an Oni and who is not really an Oni. Elo Kol Dichvin Yesh V'Yechol Kedei Shiyu HaKol Smechim, in order that everyone should be happy. And he brings from the Yerushalmi and Masechtas Megillah that Ein Medakik B'Mayis Purim Elo Kol HaPish Yodai Litol Yitol. Also, the Meiri points out that even though B'Negei Mayis Purim, the Gemara stated Rav Shimon Gamliel's Mekel, however, he says, Dear Ali, Shalei Havis El Bedavim Mut, that we're only talking about if there are any changes with a small amount, Kagayim Ritzu L'Sambay Chuyetze Bezu, Bedavish Ein Sudasin of Kaspekach, and he won't be perfecting his Suda, Hakosh Sudasin of Kaspekach Asa, but if he will be affecting his Suda, then it will be Asa to do so, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. And also keep in mind that we explained the member of Rabbah based on the Pshat of Rashi, as Rashi explained, Haiman de Boy de Titba Are means that if someone wants to ruin their land. However, Tosfos points out that we know that farmers always rotate their crops, and that actually makes the land better. And therefore, he explained that Rabbi is teaching us that if someone wants the land to be even better and to be as if he left the land fallow for a year, which of course gives the land more time to recuperate and it makes the land even stronger, therefore a person should rotate his crops. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that if the landowner originally said to the farmer that I want you to plant chitin, it must be because in the prior year they planted barley, and therefore he wanted specifically that they should plant chitin in order that they should rotate the crops and in order to make sure that the ground becomes stronger and healthier. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Tfu'a le'yizre'na kitnis, that if the farmer and the landowner agreed that the farmer would would plant grain, then he can't plant beans. And the Gemara will now bring four different memories that is a discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Ravin Bar Rav Nachman. And Rabbi Yehuda was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Cheskel. And Rabbi Yehuda and Ravin Bar Rav Nachman were not brothers. And keep this in mind as we learn the Gemara. And the Gemara begins, Masnin Le Rabbi Yehuda Le Ravin Bar Rav Nachman, that when Rabbi Yehuda taught the Mishnah to Ravin Bar Rav Nachman, he actually was Geiris Tzvua Yisrael Nekidnes, that even if the owner and the farmer made up that the farmer would plant Tzvua, that the farmer still has a right to plant beans. And the Gemara states, Amalei, so Ravin Bar Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yehuda, Vanan Tnan, but the Geirsa that we have in our Mishnah is Tzvua Lo Yisrael Nekidnes, and Yinala plant beans. Amalei, and Rabbi Yehuda responded, Lo Kasha, Halon V'Halahu, and as Rashi explained, that Rabbi Yehuda stated, Masisim Be'eretz Yisrael Kai, that our Mishnah was written in Eretz Yisrael, she makim harm that has a lot of mountains, ve'ikla mechish l'chashad ara, and therefore you have to be choshish that maybe the field will become weakened and depleted, and therefore the gears that you had in the Mishnah of Tzvua Leizra and a kidneys is proper for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. However, Rabbi Yehuda stated, anan hashtu bubble kaminon, now that we're in bubble, she mitzula v'tvua b'bitzi amayim v'lekla mechish l'chashad ara, and since there's a lot of water in bubble, and the earth has a lot of water in it, therefore the land won't be depleted, and hilkach mishana b'chol mashiyetzah mekidneys l'tvua mitvua l'kidneys, that's why I was geirus that tvua yisra and a kidneys and kidneys yisra and a tvua, as there is no akpada at all. However, as Rashi points out, that even though there's a question as to what the Tanakhama would hold, but even so, certainly Rabbi Shimon would still say that it's asur, and the farmer could never change, and if it was tvua lo yisra and a kidneys, and if originally they decided to plant kidneys, lo yisra and a tvua, based on the svar rabaya, as quite possibly the Baal Bayis had akpada as to what type of tvua and what type of grain he wanted to plant. And the Gemara continues with the second memra from Rabbi Yehuda and Ravin Bar Rav Nachman, as Omri Rabbi Yehuda to Ravin Bar Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yehuda said to Ravin Bar Rav Nachman, Ravin Achi, Ravin my brother. And as we explained before, that Ravin really wasn't his brother, as Rabbi Yehuda was Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Cheskel. Hani Tachli de Beit Kisna, Ein Behem Mishum Gezel, that if this crest that's growing right in between a field of flax, then if a person takes the crest from this field, he would not be Ivan the Issa of Gezel. And Rashi explains, Ein Behem Mishum Gezel, L'chol Abava Ikron, L'fishu Mashpiach Hasabaylim, as he's actually improving the field and he's improving the flax for the owner, Shemafsidim Pishta and Yoysal Demer, because when crest grows in the middle of flax, it actually ruins the flax and it will actually cause more of a loss than the actual value of the crest. However, Yehuda continues, Ein Disal Gvulin, if the crest is on the border of a field of flax, Yesh Ben Mishum Gezel, in that case, certainly there would be a problem of Gezel, as the crest is not causing any detriment to the flax, and therefore certainly it would be considered Gezel if you take the crest, as the crest doesn't belong to you. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda stated, Vim Hukshu Lazera, Afilu Be Kistan, Nam Yesh Ben Mishum Gezel, Mai Taima, Mai Da Afsid Afsid, and even in a case where the crest was in the middle of a field of flax, but the crest already was mature, and it was already fully ripened and fully grown, then as Rashi says, Shuva Ina Kirasim, Mai Elis Lepishtan, Vyesh Ben Mishum Gezel, so at that point, even though you will go and take the crest out of the field of flax, that's not actually helping the flax, as the flax is only ruined while the crest is growing, but once the crest already grew to its full growth, then it's not ruining the flax anymore, and as the Gemara stated, my afsid afsid, whatever damage already occurred to the flax, already occurred, there was no further damage that is being caused by the crest. Ayin Taisus who points out that even though we know that Yeshua made a tnai, that a person is allowed to go into someone else's field and collect grass and collect weeds, and therefore how can we say that it would be a problem of Gezel when someone takes crest? And Zok Taisus Hasamari Basavim She'in Ruin La'odam El Behema, over there we're talking about those grasses which are not royal for a person and they're only Michael Behema, the Chemashma Midloy Noki Rokais Avotachli She'in Michael Adam, but over here we're talking about crest which is Michael Adam Asa Elam Kain who saw the Pishtan, and then it would be Asa to take it unless it's in the middle of a Sada of Pishtan. And I am the Miri that when you have the crest that's right in between a field of Pishtan, Apale Pishtan Misratzim Mekach, then even the owner of the Pishtan is happy about this, and Vadova Mochel Menastam, and the stomach is that the Bailam Mamoichel. And the Miri also tells us that certainly if when the person's walking right in between this person's field, he's actually being mazik the field and he's trampling on the person's vegetables or on the person's flax, then certainly he's not allowed to go into the field and take the crest. And the Gemara continues with the third member of Rabbi Yehuda that was stole to Ravin Bar Rav Nachman, and Omele Rabbi Yehuda Ravin Bar Rav Nachman, Ravin Achi, my brother Ravin, Hani Dili Dilach, Vidilach Dili, that they had two fields that were right next to each other and they bordered on each other's property. And Rabbi Yehuda said to Ravin Bar Rav Nachman that some of the trees that seemed to be be mine are really yours, and some of the trees that seem to be yours are really mine. V'nog b'nei mitzara, ilun ha'noit l'kan l'kan, v'noit l'kan l'kan. And Rashi explains that they used to create a mound of dirt which served as the border marker between fields, and it was on these border markers that there were trees that were planted and that were growing, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Bar Nachman that the din is that when you have trees that are growing on a border, then in order to determine who the pears belong to, we have to look at the roots of the tree, and therefore on all the trees that the roots are actually leaning into your field, those trees belong to you, even if the branches and the fruits were leaning into my sada, and those trees whose roots were in my field, and even though that the branches and the pears were leaning into your field, the pears belong to me. And the Gemara continues, the itma, or some agarius itma, we learned, ilan ha'imid al meitza, if you have a tree that's on a border, armurav ha'netel l'kan l'kan, v'netel l'kan l'kan, we determine the ownership of the pears based on whose field the roots are in, and a Shmuel Amechelkin, and Shmuel hold that since the actual tree is standing on an area which belongs to both of them, as it's exactly on the border between both fields, therefore both parties would split the pay race. And the Gemara continues, Meisval asked you a question on Rav, that the Brisa states, Ilan Ha'imen Al-Meitzah Yachleiku, that if a tree is standing on a border, then the din is Yachleiku, and Tiyufta the Rav, and we see clearly not like Rav, and the Gemara says, Tehgem HaShmuel Alibad Rav, that Shmuel came to defense of Rav, and b'malikla meitzakula, that this Bryce is talking about a specific case where the roots are in both of the fields, and therefore certainly even Rav would agree that the din is yachleiku. And the Gemara is yachim ma'ila meimra, if the roots are in both of their fields, so certainly the din is yachleiku. And what is the chiddush? And the Gemara explains leitzricha the tali tune lechad gisa, that even though the branches and the fruit of this tree are leaning into one of the people's fields, then we still say that it will split the pears and they will split the branches. And the Gemara is va'kati ma'ila meimra lemaisa, according to Rav, that we always look at the roots, so it's poshut that it would be yachleiku, and why would we think that just because the pears and the branches are leaning into one of the fields, that the other party would have a right to the pears and to the branches? And the Gemara responds, as Ma'od Temud Amalei Pleikachi, that one may have thought that the party that has most of the fruits in his land would be able to say that certainly the din is yachleiku, and let us now make a line on the tree that will go right between both of our fields, and I will keep anything on my side of the field, and you will keep anything on your side of the field. And of course, that may be splitting the actual tree, but it's not splitting the actual pears, and the person that has more pears in his field will actually get more pears. And Kamash 1, the Chiddush of the Brice is, the Amalei, my Chaz is the Pagasachi, Plagachi, that the other party says, that who said that we should split the tree in that fashion? Let us split it in the middle, in the other direction, and let us split it perpendicular to both of our fields, and this way we'll both get an even amount of pears. And we explain the Lashon of the Gemara of Hani Dili Dilach Vidilach Dili, like Rashi. And the Taisus Rush brings another pshat, Rabbeinu Meshulam Pirish Dilach Dili Vidili Dilach Klema Ein Under Makbid Mzeh Azeh, that even though we're not makbid on each other, and anything that I own is considered yours, and anything that you own, you let me use. However, Rabbi Yehuda still said, Mikol Makom Nahug B'nei Mitzra, and we will split these trees based on where the Shrashim are. And the Fizeh, just like Rabbi Yehuda used the Lashin Chiba, and he said, Ravin Achi, he also used this Lashin as a way to enter into discussion with Rav and Barab Nachman that potentially could have been an uncomfortable discussion. And the Gemara continues with his fourth member of Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rav and Barab Nachman, Rav and Achi, Rav and my brother, Leitizbin Ara Desmich Lamasa, I'm giving you an Eitz HaTayva that you shouldn't buy a property that is close to the city. And as we will see, the reason is that since the property is close to the city, so many people in the city will walk by your Sada, and there will be a potential for an Ayin Hara that will affect the Sada. And as the Gemara continues, the Amravo, Amrav Huna, Amrav, and some agarius, the Amrav Abba, Amrav Huna, Amrav, Asalil Adam Shiyam and Aste Chaveir, Bishosha Medus Bekamisah, that's also for a person to stand next to the Sada of the friend when the Sada has a full crop, as potentially you'll cause it an Ayin Hara, and therefore you should also not buy a field that's next to a city based on an Ayin Hara. And the Gemara continues, Amy, how can you say that Rav holds that you shouldn't buy a Sada next to a city? Rab Abba Tamide Rav, Rab Abba once found the Talmidim of Rav, and Amaluhu, and Rav Abba said to the Talmidim of Rav, my Amar Rav Bahani Kroi, what did Rav say about the Psukim in Pashki Savoy that states, Baruch Atah Be'ir, Baruch Atah B'Sada, Baruch Atah B'Vecho, Baruch Atah B'Tzecho? And he was bothered that since since we have specific brachos in Pashas Ki Savoi, so why do we have these general brachos as well? For Amulei, and they respond to him, Hachi Amrav, that is the way Rav explained the psukim, that Baruch Atah Be'er, that the bracha is she beis chasamach beis haknesses, that your home should be next to beis haknesses, as in those times most batei knesses were in the field and it was dangerous to walk to a beis haknesses. Baruch Atah Besada, she yinachasecha kreivun le'ir, that yinachasim and yisada should be close to the city. And as Rashi says, shleyei tereach lahachas peiris, and we already see that Rav held that it's actually a bracha to have yisada next to the city, and not like we previously mentioned. The Gemara continues, Baruch Atah Be'vecha, and you should be benched when you come into the city. That when someone comes back from a business trip, then they shouldn't find that the wife is Safek Nida. As Rashi says over here, the Koshki Nida Vadai. Rashi in Masech the Sanhedrin states, Bishosha Adam Bar Menaderach, Koshaloi, Kashi Yimotzi is Ishtai Safek Nida, Yoysi Minidi Vadai, Shal Safek Humetza, Vietri Takvai, Vaimitahiri, Valchinamani Menea. And of course, that's different than Rashi says in our Sugya. Finally, Rav explained, Baruch Atah Be'tzisecha, Sheyi Utetzai Me'echa Kamaischa, you should have a bracha that your children should be like you. And as the Gemara says in Mestechlis Tainas, B'negeid a bracha of Ilan Ilan B'may V'recha. And the Gemara continues, V'amal Luhu, and Rab Abba said to Talmidim of Rav, Rab Yechon Loi Amma Hachi, even though this is the way that Rav explained the psukim, however, Rab Yechon did not explain the psukim in this manner. Rab Yechon explained, El Baruch Atah Be'er, Shei Besa Kisei Samach L'Shulchan Echa, that a Besa Kisei should be next to your Shulchan, and you shouldn't have to travel a far distance in order to go to the bathroom, and your bathroom should be right next to your home. And as Rashi says, claim a samach lebeischa shleit tistarach lahachir pisodes behind the naka shulchanecha. And the reason why he speaks about a table and didn't just say that it should be close to your home, shetuchal libdik atzibuchal ofnei achila achar achila, and the main purpose is that you should be able to go and check yourself and go to the bathroom before you eat and after you eat. Can on the Shabbos, can Tanya, as we learn to the brisa, hanitzuchal nakavu vaichol doymul tana shesiku al gabi afroi ba'achar achila ba'achar achila shemaychol doichik umaitzis amuchol ve'imhei tzarach lahachik. And if you would have to go very far to the bathroom, so at times you may back up, and that will cause a great danger to you. And the Gemara continues that Rab Abba said that Rab Yechon did not feel that there was a mile of having a basic knesses right next to your home. And as Rab Abba continued, our basic knesses loy, because Rab Yechon tamei, as Rab Yechon is going l'shitasoi to amas chap siyos, that certainly it's a mile to have a basic knesses that's further from your home, because there will be chap siyos. And as the Gemara talks about in Masech the Saita, as Rashi brings the amal lemanu yuskeit b'sula the kibul scham elmana she'amru loy, that this woman said to Rabbi Yechon, v'loy scha psiyas yesh im yesh basic nesus b'shchunasi v'ani bol beis medrash chol ispalel, that even though I have a basic nesus in my neighborhood, I still come to your beis medrash in order to daven, and even though it's much further away. And Rabbi Abba continued, baruch atah besada, Rabbi Yechon explained she'un chasecha m'shuloshin, that you should make sure to diversify your assets, shlish b'tfua, a third should be in grain, shlish b'zesim, a third in olives, u'shlish b'kvanim, and a third in grapes. And as Rashi explains, she shana shaloika begafanim v'zesim ve'in loika betvua v'yeshana shaloika bezu v'loy bezu v'tehelei pleita, and at all times you'll be safe and you'll have panasa. And Rabbi Abba continued that Rabbi Yechon stated that when the pasuk says baruch atah be'vecha baruch atah be'tzisecha, really the pasuk should have said baruch atah be'tzisecha u'baruch atah be'vecha, as a person leaves the home prior to coming into the home. And therefore Rabbi Yechon explains shetei yitzas ben oilam could be aschol oilam, that when you leave the world it should be just like when you came to the world, ma biaschol oilam bleichet, just like when you came to the world you did not have any averus, also when you leave the world and you die you should not have chatayim. And we continue on daf kuf zayin on beis, and the Gemara is right now at a point where we have a question, that how could we say that Rav would hold that you shouldn't buy a sada next to the city, if Rav stated that when it says baruch atah besada it refers to nechasecha kreivim le'ir. And the Gemara answers like kasha hadu mahad le'shura v'riska hadu le mahad le'shura v'riska, and when Rav said that you should have your sada next to the city, that is talking about a person that places a fence around his field, and therefore he makes sure that there's no hezekriah. However, if a person doesn't put a fence around his field, then certainly he shouldn't have a field next to the city, as certainly there will be a problem of hezekriah and of ayin hara. And the Gemara continues, then discusses another place where Rav discusses ayin hara, as the pasuk states in Veschanan, Behesa Hashem Imcha Kochili, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remove from you all sickness, and Amrav Zu Ayin, Rav says this refers to the ayin hara. And Rashi explains that why is this called Kochili, is because it's Dovashe Kochaloyim Tuluyim Boy Bezua Ayin Ayin Ra, that Ayin Hara is the thing which causes all sickness. And when the pasuk states Vehesa Hashem Imcha Kochili, that refers to Ayin Hara. And Rav Tamei, the Rav Solik Lebe Kivri, and Rav is Golan Shitasai, as Rav went to Beis kvaris and avad maid avad, and he did whatever he had to do in order to figure out what sickness each person died from. And omat tishim v'tishim ba'ayin ra ve'echad b'darach eretz, and he came out that 99% of the people died because of ayin hara, and only 1% died from other causes. And that's why Rav said that when the pasuk says v'heisa Hashem imcha kol choyli, that's referring to ayin hara. And Rashi explains what does it mean avad maid avad yodei haya lulchosh al kvaris. He knew the incantations to say by the keva or lahovin al kol keva be'ezim misameis and mespes manoi in bayin ra ayin sham. And it's brought down that when it says avad maid avad means through a shaylus chaloyim, and some say noti lonais, that the trees by the basic forest started leaning, and this way he knew how each person died. And ayin tesis at the top of the amid bin taimem came but a yisuf shlishot ben ayin ra hoylen lichias hab mikol shvatim. They should have lived more than the rest of the shvatim. And they died from natural causes more than the rest of the shvatim. And kishakadosh baruch hu rates lamisan hayshaleich lahem chaloyim achirim ayin sham. And the Gemara will continue and bring another four explanations as to the pasuk of Vahisa Hashem Mcha Kol Chayli. And Shmuel Ama, Shmuel says Zaruach, that refers to the wind, and wind causes death. As Shmuel Tamei, Dama Shmuel Kol Baruch, as Shmuel holds that everyone dies through bad wind. And Rashi states Kol Chaloyim v'Taytzayis Misa, that all death and sickness al Neshivas Haruach Boyin, they come because of bad wind. Hakol Lefi Hashav Adam Yesh Lcha Adam Shuruach Pliny Kashloi Uveshav Plinis. And the Gemara now asks, how can you see that Lefi Shmuel everyone dies from bad wind, but Lishmuel Ikarugim Achas, certainly there are people that die because they were killed by the king and they're decapitated, and certainly they're not dying from bad wind. And the Gemara answers Hanachnami Ilav Zika Abdulu Sama Vachai, that in Hanami that is also caused by the wind. As if not for the bad wind, then there would be a possibility to use some sort of a medicine and that would heal the person. And as Rashi says, Avdi Sam Vachai Sam Hamachaba Bosa Chatucha, and that medicine will attach the basa that was cut, and it's a type of a grass. And the Gemara continues with a third explanation. Rav Chanina explains that the pasuk is telling us that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will take cold air away from the world, as cold air is something that a person has to protect himself from, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu will make it that it's easy for a person to protect themselves. And as the Gemara explains, Rav Chanina stated that every sickness comes b'dei shemayim, and it's impossible for a person to protect themselves chutz mitzinim pachim, aside from cold air, where a person could dress warmly and protect themselves. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Mishli, tzinim pachim mederach ike, shemin nafshi yichmem, that even though it'll be cold wind that goes against a person that is crooked, however, a person that guards his nefesh will be able to distance himself from the cold air. And the Gemara continues with a fourth explanation. Rabbi Yisrael Bechina, mazu tzoya, this refers to tzoya, da'amama, tzoyas hachaitim, tzoyas ha'izin, the secretion that comes from a person's nose or from the ears, ruban kosha, if a person has a lot, then it's bad for them, and certainly when a person has a little bit of mucus, that is actually good for them, and that is actually beneficial for them. And finally, the Gemara brings a fifth pshat, Rabbi Leza explains, Zumara, that this refers to extra bile, and the Torah is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will heal a person, and they won't have an extra bile, and they won't have a problem with their gallbladder. And as Rashi says, Shamira Shabbat, G'doylo V'nevas, U'mispashetes Begidin U'vatzomais, and that causes a dangerous situation, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep the sickness away from a person. And the Gemara continues, Tanya Amihochi, we learn a similar idea in a Braisa, as the Pasuk in Pashm Mishpatim states, Vavatim es Hashem alekechem, Uvarich eslach b'cha v'esmei mecha, Vasi reisi machla mikibecha. And the Braisa teaches us that when the Pasuk says machla, zumara, this refers to a person having an excess of bile. And the Braisa continues, V'lom enikra shma machla, and why is bile called machla? She machla kol gufish l'odom, as by having excess bile, that causes the entire body to become sick. And the Gemara continues, Dava Acha, another reason why it's called machla is because the gematria of machla is 83, and sheshmeinim u'shloisha chaloyim tuluyim b'mara, there are 83 diseases that are totally in excess of bile, and mekulim pashachres b'melech v'kitin shomayim v'vat lason. And if a person is careful to eat bread in the morning with salt and a jug of water, then that will be mevatel all 83 of these sicknesses. And Rashi says that not only a kitin shomayim, but certainly if he drinks wine, and as Rashi says, v'kitin shomayim l'misha ein lo yayin. And Rashi also points out that in a moment the Gemara will bring a pasuk where we learned this from. And the Gemara continues and discusses the great benefit of eating bread in the morning. At Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Yigim Ulvarim, Nemru Pas Shachris, there are 13 things that were beneficial to a person when he eats pas in the morning. Number one, Matzels Menachama, it saves him from heat, Uminatzina, and from cold, Uminazikin, and he's strong enough, and therefore the wind won't bother him, Uminamazikin, as well as from Mazikin and from Shadim, Umachkim is Pasi, and he'll be smart smarter because he'll be able to think more clearly, v'zeicha b'din, and he'll have better tainus when he goes to the din Torah, and therefore he'll be able to win din Torah. And number 7, lumay Torah, he'll be able to learn Torah peacefully, v'lamid, and he'll be able to teach Torah. And number 9, dvarim nishmayin, and people will listen to his words. And number 10, v'tamud miskayim b'yadai, and he'll be able to remember everything he learned. And number 11, v'ein b'sari ma'al hevel, and his body won't sweat so much. And number 12, v'nizkak l'ishtoi, v'ein misavel isha acheres, and as Rashi says, nizkak l'ishtoi in bali ruim, who, if he's a person of great hira, and he's thinking about women, so if he eats bread in the morning, so he'll be tovei his wife and have bia, and that will guard him that when he goes out to the marketplace and he sees other women, he will not desire them. Finally, number 13, and also will kill any bugs that are in his intestines. And some say that there are another two as well. Number 14, because he won't be hungry, so he won't get angry so fierce, and he won't be jealous of other people. And number 15, and it'll cause him to love other people. And as Rashi says, when a person is hungry and he doesn't feel good, that'll cause him to get angry. And the Gemara continues, that how do we know this idea that people say, that there's 60 runners that are running, and they won't be able to reach a person that in the morning broke bread and ate bread, and also Rabbanan stated, that a person should get up and eat in the morning, in the summer because of the heat, and the winter because of the cold. And how do we notice? On Malay, Dixiv, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Lo Yiravu V'lo Yitzmo V'lo Yakim Shar V'Shamesh, and as the Gemara explains, Lo Yakim Shar V'Shamesh, that the sun and heat will not bother a person, Kivin V'lo Yiravu V'lo Yitzmo, because they're not hungry and they're not thirsty. And the Gemara continues, so on Malay, so Ravu responded to Rav Bar Mori, At Amalim Hasam, you told me that this is Makar, and by no Amina L'cha Mehecha, and I will tell you another Makar, as the Pasuk in Pash Mishpatim states, V'avatim Es Hashem Alekechem, Mavarech Eslach B'cha V'esmei Mecha, and we learn out, V'avatim Es Hashem Alekechem, Zu Kriya Shema Tefillah, this refers to Kriya Shema Tefillah, Uvarech Eslach B'cha V'esmei Mecha, Zu Pas Belmelech V'kitin Shomayim, this refers to the bracha that a person receives from eating Pas Shachris with salt and drinking a pitcher of water, Mikan Be'ilach, and once you do all these things, V'asi Roisim Machla Mikibecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that he will take sickness away from us. And the Gemara continues, Omli Rabbi Yehuda Rav Adam Meshuchar, Rabbi Yehuda told Rav Adam, who was a surveyor, that you should make sure to be very careful when you're surveying land, the kol porto porto chaz l'kork marishka, as every single inch that you'll make a mistake on will be a major loss, as even though it seems like a small amount of property and nothing could really be done with that area of land, however, a person could plant garden saffron on that area, which is a very expensive vegetable, and therefore you are causing loss to the person that lost that piece of land. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rav Adam Shuchar, another member of Yehuda said to Rav Adam the surveyor, that the custom was that when you had an irrigation canal, you would leave a 4-amah area where people of the area could walk by, and you wouldn't plant right up to the irrigation canal. And as Rashi says, and when there was an irrigation canal that they drew from a larger river, and they brought the irrigation canal to the sodas, and all the owners of the fields along that irrigation canal would leave 4 amos, which they wouldn't plow, and they would hire a surveyor to make sure to measure them and make sure that was exactly 4 amos, and they would make a simon that everyone would know not to plow in that area. And Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Adda the surveyor that in those areas you could keep it tight and you should measure it exactly. However, the anhara loitim shechanu klal, when measuring the 4 amah area that they would leave next to the larger river, over there you should not measure at all, and you should do it based on eyeballing it, and you should make sure that it's a larger amount of space that everyone will know is certainly 4 amahs. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, and Rabbi Yehuda's a golden shitasai, the Amr Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda stated abo amas da nigra l'bnei anigra, that the 4 amahs that are left next to the irrigation canal belongs exclusively to the people that live along the irrigation canal, and therefore they could be meichel one to the other, and therefore even if the surveyor would be a little bit off, it won't be a problem, as each person would be meichel that small amount of space. However, the anhara, the kuliyama, the 4 amahs that they would leave next to the larger river, that belongs to everyone, and therefore you won't have mechila from everyone. And as Rashi says, uman mochel, and potentially you'll be stealing from the rabbim. And before we continue, let's point out the metzias, that it used to be that when they had barges, in order to get the barge from downstream to upstream, they would have the barge that was sitting in the water, and they would have the barge in the river, and workers would stand on the dry land, and they would hold a rope that was attached to the barge, and they would be able to pull the barge upstream in order to deliver materials from downstream to upstream. And therefore, the Gemara states, Machaz Rab Ami announced, Mali Kasvi Nagdi Betray Avri Nahara Kaitzu, that in order to allow these workers to be able to stand on the edge of a river and pull the barge upstream, so any person that owns land on either side of the river is required to leave empty space at the edge of the river. And as Rashi says, Hamitiyar Ailonis the Twin Asvasanar, that even if you find a forest or trees that are planted on the edge of the river, Yakut Burekh Maloy Kasef, Meshri Khabalasvina, and they allowed to cut them the width of the shoulders of the workers in order that the workers are able to pull the boats and pull the barges upstream. And Rashi goes into detail as to the exact shear, as Rashi states, Vehimatan Atzman Balachsan, and these workers would stand diagonally, Bahokan Shem Shupoin Lutzari Basha, Shalitim Shukhaim Asvina Lamayim, and the Chol Kamas Satsar Chli Lucham, Dinam Lakuts of Shte Abri Anar, and the din is on both sides of the river, Shapam Shel Lucham Mikan, or Pam Shel Lucham Mikan, as at times the workers would stand on one side of the river, and at other times they would stand on the other side of the river. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Nosson Mahoshir cut Shitza Amsa, when Rabbi Nosson Mahoshir had such a scenario, so he allowed these workers to cut down 16 amas of trees that were next to the river, and Asu'ala B'nai Mashrunya Dafnu, and the people from the city called Mashrunya, they were of course very angry about this, and they came and they hit Rabbi Nosson Mahoshir, and who suffered Kirishus Rabim, and Rabbi Nosson thought that the din is like a Rishus Rabim, therefore he felt that they could cut down 16 amas of trees and of the forest. However, Veloyi, that is not the din, and the din is like Rab Ami stated, that you're only allowed to cut down Meloy Kispe Nagode, and as the Gemara explains, Hasu Me'in and Kulehai, that by Rishus Rabim we have people and you have vehicular traffic, then of course you need 16 amas. But Hacha Mishum Abtuchi Ashleinu, and Kamoy Kispe Nagde Sagi, and over here, as we stated, that the reason why you have the space in order that these workers should be able to pull the barges with their ropes, and therefore there is only a small amount that you're allowed to cut down, and only the amount of space that these workers need in order to do their job properly. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Avuna, Havalel Hu Abba Agudinara, Rabbi Avuna owned a forest that was next to a riverbank, and Amulei, and these workers said to them, Neketzmar, that you should cut down your trees, as we want to be able to pull the barge. Amulehu, and he said to them, Koitzu Loivitatai, Vahadu Neketzana, that first go and cut down all the trees that are upstream and downstream from my field, and then I'll cut down my forest as well, and I don't have to be the first one to cut down my trees, as until you get everyone to agree, then you won't be able to pull the barge on this side of the river in any case. And the Gemara asked, how could Rabbi Avuna say this? If the Pasuk in Sefania tells us that a person should fix himself and only afterwards fix other people, and Ba'amar Yish Lakish and Ezra Yish Lakish taught us, you should first beautify yourself and correct yourself, and only afterwards should you fix others. And therefore, how could Rabbi Avuna say that I'm going to be the last one, if he should have set an example for everyone else and he should have been the first one to act? And the Gemara explains, Hasum Abba Debe Pazak Rafil Hava, that Rabbi Bar Avuna's neighbor upstream and downstream was a goy, and he was a powerful person named Pazak, and he was a governor, and therefore they didn't have any control over Pazak. The Omar, and therefore Rabbi Bar Avuna said, Ikaitu Kaitzna, if Pazak cuts down his trees, then I will cut down mine, Vi Loi Kaitzu, but if they don't cut down their trees, my acres, why should I cut down my trees? That if the workers will be able to pull their ropes, even though he doesn't cut down his trees, then they'll be able to pull their ropes, even though I don't cut down my trees. And we continue on, and if they won't be able to pull their ropes because the forest of Parzik is obstructing them, then even if I will cut down my forest and my trees, they will still not be able to go on this side of the river, and in any case, they're going to have to go on the other side of the river, and therefore, there's no reason for me to cut down my trees. As Rashi says, that even if I will cut down my trees, that certainly when they're going next to the forest of the goy, they will have to go on the other side of the river. Why would it be matriach to come to this side of the water? That once they get past my area that I already cut down, they will once again have to go to the other side of the river, and therefore, of course, it won't make any sense for the workers. And the Gemara continues with the end of the story. Rabbi Nachman have a kazal ba'avo. Rabbi Nachman was going on a ship, and chazahu abo de koyagudinara, and he saw that there was a forest that was completely abutted flooding the area next to a river, the standard was that the trees would be cut down in order that the workers should be able to walk there. And Amaluhu, and therefore he asked people, the man, whose land is this and who didn't cut down their trees? Amulay, and they told him, the Rabbi Avuna, this is the land of Rabbi Avuna. And Rabbi Nachman did not know the exact details of the story as to why Rabbi Avuna did not cut down his forest. And Amar, and therefore Rabbi Nachman applied the Pasuk in Ezra regarding Rabbi Avuna. And the Pasuk states, V'yad asarim v'asganim ha'isu b'mala zerishayna. And the Pasuk is discussing that the leaders would take advantage of the people, and he felt that Rabbi Avuna was also taking advantage of his position, and that's why he didn't cut down his forest. And Amaluhu Kaitzu, and Rabbi Nachman told them that you should cut down the trees, and Kaitzu, and they went and cut down the trees of Rabbi Avuna. And also Rabbi Avuna Ashkei the Kayetz, and then Rabbi Avuna found out that his trees were cut down, and Omar, and he cursed the person that cut down his trees, and he stated, Man Katze, the one that cut down the trees, Tikutz Anfei, that his branches should also be cut down, and his children should not survive. And Amrin said, Kulishnei to Rabbi Avuna, for all the years that Rabbi Avuna lived, Leikayim Leizara, the Rabbi Nachman, that Rabbi Nachman did not have any children that survived, and Mida Kenega Mida, all his children died prematurely, and we will stop over here.